Talking about how the Rambam paskins based on the Gemara, that once we have an onesh for Ben Sora Mora, namely Skila, the question is really is an onesh, because that was the whole point of the Ramban. It's not really an onesh, it's to avoid a takala for society. But the Rambam, you know, relates to it in Sefer Mitzvos and Kufzadi Hei, and he says, look, if there's an onesh, then there has to be a Nazara, in onchen alinkin mazhira. And so what's the Azara? So that doesn't really fit the general pattern, because it's a lavsha bichlalo, so it shouldn't be subject to malkos, let alone misa. But the Rambam says, it's not so terrible, because, you know, in our context, we were just looking for any kind of an azhara anyway. So normally we'd have an onchin minadin and an onchin, from lav shebichlalos, but, you know, we'll basically allow this to be an exception. And that's what the Rambam said in the Sefer HaMitzvos. What complicates matters a little bit is in the Minyan HaKatzar, the Kesef Mishnah, is right on top of this question. The Rambam presents things differently. He doesn't go for lo sochlo al adam, but he presents the lav, and I'll also read from the Koseres in just a moment. So he presents the lav as shalolechov lishtos derech zolel v'sove, shenemar b'neinu zeh, Zolel v'sove, quotes a completely different pasuk. A pasuk, by the way, which relates to b'neinu zeh, zolel v'sove, it already touches on the other issue at play, which the Ramban highlighted, the Rambam so far has not, namely the kibud aveim, the yiras aveim, the makla aviv v'imo. We discussed extensively yesterday why this is in Hilchos Mamrim as a kind of rebellion both against the parents and against the Zekanim. Now in the Koseres of Hilchos Mamrim is even greater emphasis on the rebellion against the parents, as you'd expect, because the Rambam is going to want to justify, you know, why these halachos should be here. So the Rambam says, again, just to read the mitzvos in Hilchos Mamrim, Shalosh mitzvos asei, Sheish mitzvos lo asei, La'asos al piyatorah, Shamru lecha beis din agado. We spend so much time with that. Lo la'asor mid Ibrahim, Shalol hosef al ha'torah, Lo mitzvah shebechsav, Lo perushan shalamanu b'piyah shmua, Shalol ligroa min hakol, then shalol lekalal ave'im, then shalol lehakosam lechabdam liyiram. Right, we noted that it was a little unusual that the Rambam should start with the isurim related to parents as opposed to the mitzvos. But again, if it's mamrim, if it's rebellion, so klala and haka are more natural places to start. And then the Rambam says shalol yehaben soberu moreh al kol aviv v'imo. In the Koseres, there's nothing about zolel v'sovei at all. So, again, I think that's because the Rambam wanted to put in the broader context there of Hilchos Mamrim. So there are different, you know, indications. So let's go now into the body of the Mishneh Torah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, and let's learn the first halacha in this chapter, which has 14 halachos. The last number are relatively short. So let's jump right in. Ben Sora Mora Amar B'Torah Rinis Parsha Bo Skila. Right, so the Rambam is setting it up just like he did in the Sefer Mitzvos, which is basically his way of saying that, look, you know, there needs to be an Azhara. The Azhara, what we're going to search for, but because we started out with the Onesh, we're not as much relying on a standard format Azhara, which is probably why the Rambam and the Minyan HaKatzar could go to B'nei Nuzeh, Sorer Umoreh, Zolel v'sovei, as he did there, and skirt the problem of Enon Shin Minadin and Lav Shebichlalos, as he alluded to, or stated explicitly, rather, in the Sefer Mitzvos. V'heichan his, lo sochol adam, lo sochol achila ha-mevi alidei shvichos damim, that we had verbatim in the Sefer Mitzvos. V'zo achilas v'nso remora sheno nerag ela al achila michu eres she'achal. This is a very fascinating term. Again, the Rambam, for the entire first half of the parak, is going to emphasize that almost it's halacha in like ma'achalos asuros, right? Achila ha-michu eres, achila ha-ra, shenemar zolol v'sovim. P'yashmu alamdu shel zolol hu ho'ochel basar b'ra'avtanas v'sovei ha-shosei yayin b'ra'avtanas. It's not just basar v'yayin, but it's b'ra'avtanas. And again, basar v'yayin can be used for mitzvah. Simchala b'basar v'yayin, simchas yom tov, kadshim, etc. Yaini samach levavinosh. But here he's taken, and then I would emphasize this point, you know, what could be a cheftza de mitzvah and transforming it into a cheftza, you know, the Ramban, you know, called it a kadoshim tiyu offense, of a vosidbak offense, and really, taking something which could be elevated and degrading it and making it into a kind of something with a depraved status altogether. So again, for the Rambam here, you have two adjectives that qualify the achila. Achila michu eres, achila berav tanus. And that itself is a problem. Again, the Mishnah notes Ein Raila Davar, but there is a Zeicha LaDavar Al Tehi Be Sove Basar Bezole Yayin Lamo Pasuk in Mishle. But we're going to talk about, you know, why Davka Basar Vayayin. That's going to play an important role. I can't emphasize enough that, you know, front loading the Machalos Asura side as opposed to the Mamrim side is a really important, and I'm not saying that they're unrelated because it's going to be, you know, Ganav Mishal Aviv, etc., but is really surprising because in the Pesukim themselves, the first aspect is clearly, you know, Inenu Shomea Bekol Aviv Bekol Imo. You only have as a much later development, Zolel V'Sovei. That's only at the execution phase is that even mentioned. So the Rambam front loading the Machalos Asura side is really a unique perspective. It's true, we should be fair, that the Rambam wasn't entirely invested in that as a makor, as evidenced by the Minyan HaKatzar, as evidenced by the Koseres. But again, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Mishnah Torah, the two primary places, you know, he is, using that, albeit in an unconventional way, because it's a Lav Shebechalos, so, you know, why should it be subject to Misa, let alone Malkos? But again, and here the Radvaz points it out, he says, look, the Malkos isn't even riding on this Isser, because the Malkos is just a special Xeris Akasa, V'Yisruo Sovelo Yishmalehem, because remember, Lav Hanitan Lazaras Misas Bezdin wouldn't be subject to the regular din of Malkos altogether. So God willing, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Again, my goal just for the rest of the semester is that we should be able to finish the halachos of Ben Sora Umora, and starting next semester, hopefully put out a kol kore and try to recruit some folks for Hilchos Kibud Av V'Em, and do those two prakim in the middle, prakim 5 and 6. It'd be nice to make a siyum on Hilchos Mamrim. Really, would be a great thing by the end of the year. Okay.